Local dignitaries and residents celebrate the arrival of commercial airline service to Natchez Adams County after 3 decades of being without. But the challenge ahead is to ensure it's financially viable for the air carrier. United Airlines regional partner SkyWest will be operating the Natchez to Houston connection using 50-seat jets for the early afternoon, once daily flights to and from Hardy Anders Field and George Bush Intercontinental Airport, a major United Airlines hub for connecting flights globally. United and SkyWest Airlines last October agreed to come, lured partly by $950,000 in government money. The risk mitigation fund is to offset any losses the airlines could suffer financially serving Natchez and the surrounding area. The Louisiana Secretary of State's voter registration report for July shows for the first time in the state's modern history, there are more registered Republican voters than Democratic.
JMC Analytics and polling founder John Cuvion says Republican registered voters outnumber Democratic registered voters by 2,300.
So this is a culmination of what has been happening for several decades.
Republican and Democratic parties each have 1 million registered voters, and the number of no party registered voters is up to 820,000. Cuvion predicts the registered number of no-party voters will eventually surpass Democratic voters.
Independents are steadily gaining in strength as well.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.
While some areas of Mississippi are still experiencing drought, officials with the Mississippi State University Extension Service said the recent double-digit rainfall in southern parts of the state devastated fruit and vegetable crops. Watermelons and blueberries are primarily grown in the southern half of the state. Officials say growers there have seen high yield losses. At the South Mississippi Branch Experiment Station, they've received at least 30 inches of rain during mid-May to mid-June. Some areas have gotten even more. Farmers are losing even the remaining percent of melons that were harvested, and vegetable crops in the area were also affected. Louisiana's Attorney General announces scores of arrests in connection with the nationwide Medicaid fraud crackdown.
If you steal from Louisiana taxpayers, we are going to come after you.
A stern warning from Attorney General Liz Murrow, who announced the arrest of 21 people for Medicaid fraud. Among them is one accused of stealing more than $415,000 from the program. Murrow says she has made fighting Medicaid fraud one of her top priorities.
We've secured 105 convictions and restitution orders of more than $73 million for the taxpayers of Louisiana.
Murrow says the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit is now a standalone division within the Louisiana Department of Justice. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is 39.95 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.